Let's go to the Senate now, where Vice President Mike Pence broke a 50-50 tie on Tuesday to proceed with a debate on a Republican bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Arizona Senator John McCain made a dramatic return to the Senate floor after his brain cancer diagnosis to vote on that motion to proceed.
I voted for the motion to proceed to allow debate to continue and amendments to be offered. I will not vote for this bill as it is today. It's a shell of a bill right now. We all know that. The administration and congressional Democrats shouldn't have forced through Congress without any opposition support a social and economic change as massive as Obamacare. And we shouldn't do the same with ours.
Now, in fact, hours later, John McCain did vote for the bill as it stood. But with only 43 senators on board, that vote failed. There's still a long way to go. Mitch McConnell is now in the throes of backroom deals and legislative bargains. And the fate of the law that provides insurance to millions of Americans, the Affordable Care Act, is still uncertain. Jeffrey Young is a senior reporter for HuffPost. He covers healthcare. And he talked to me about some of the obstacles the GOP has faced since getting the votes to proceed to the debate yesterday, starting with some initial votes last night.
They voted on their sort of leading contender to be the quote unquote replacement bill for the Affordable Care Act. And it only got 43 votes. There are 52 Republicans in the Senate.
That means a lot of people voted against.
That's right. So there were 9 Republicans who voted no on the bill that was supposed to be the vehicle that they were considering at the beginning of this. Instead, what's happening is that they're essentially writing a brand new bill on the floor, and we have really barely any idea what's going to be in it, which is stunning if you think about the fact that this process is only going to last a few days. And this also means that after, you know, 7+ years of talking about repeal and replace, repeal and replace, repeal and replace, the failure of the replacement bill on Monday night? it's that kind of week.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
Just shows that they really never came around to any notion of what it was they actually want to do instead. So now they're looking at what everyone is calling the skinny bill, and that's to just repeal the individual mandate, the requirement that large employers offer insurance to full-time workers, and a tax on medical devices, and that's it. It's just amazing.
A very narrow repeal. Now, right away, that raises some red flags. Repeal the individual mandate and a couple of other things is the idea. But if you leave in a lot of other requirements like pre-existing conditions and things that people like about Obamacare, right away you get into some trouble. Senators must be aware of that.
People are telling them whether they've achieved awareness of it, I can't say. But, I mean, a couple of years ago, the Congressional Budget Office looked at what would happen if you just took the individual mandate away. And I should pause and say that, like, people really hate that. They just do. It's the most unpopular thing about this law. It just doesn't sit right with a lot of people that the government can tell you, look, you have to buy health insurance now. I mean, there are other things the government tells us we have to do, but this one just sort of hits home with people for a variety of reasons. Anyhow, if you take the mandate out, the reason that it's there is to prevent people from waiting until they're already sick to buy health insurance. In Massachusetts, when they put this in place back in 2006, 2007, they sold it as, look, we don't want any free riders. Everybody's got to pay into the system if they want to be able to use it. That argument never really worked nationwide. But what the CBO found is that if you just take the mandate away, a lot of people who don't expect to have high health costs just won't buy insurance at all. Without the money that they're paying every month for premiums, the costs of those who remain accumulate, and then the premiums have to go up for everybody who's left in the pool.
Also, the stuff that people like about the Affordable Care Act, like protecting you against pre-existing conditions, those things cost money.
That's right. So the net result, according to the Congressional Budget Office, would be 15 million people would not have insurance. Some of them would opt out. Some wouldn't be able to afford it anymore. And premiums would go up by about 20%.
So it seems like then that type of policy, the skinny repeal that senators are now talking about, might be a solution of the moment, not a healthcare policy that you would want to go with. And senators are starting to complain, I've noticed, that the strategy seems to be just pass something, pass anything, get us off the floor, get us into a negotiation with the House. And maybe that's what this is. Do something.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's where they are, is do something. But I mean, pause for a moment and think about how unusual that is, with something so important that affects so many people that they still don't know what they want, and they're just sort of kicking it down the road. But of course, at the same time, and you know, you talked about John McCain already. Senators are complaining about this process and then participating in it and voting for these bills. So if you're Mitch McConnell, why would you change what you're doing? You're getting what you want from them.
The president, meanwhile, watched the vote yesterday where only 43 votes came in for BCRA, for the Republican repeal and replace plan, Jeff, and said that senators who vote against him are going to have big problems. On Twitter this morning, he went after one, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Is there a sign that senators are taking these threats seriously?
Not to date, I don't think. Of course, you know, you have to think about look at what Trump is doing to the attorney general right now, who is an early supporter of his. If you're a senator, not only may you not be afraid of his threats, but you can't really trust his loyalty to you if you do what he wants, because he might come after you anyway just because he feels like it or he's mad about something else. And in the case of Lisa Murkowski, this is a woman who won a write-in campaign. She's pretty popular in Alaska. I don't think she has that much to worry about.
And others like Susan Collins may not either. Jeff, before we let you go now, you've said that this process is murky. They're going to write a bill on the floor. How long does this take? When will we start to know what's going to happen here in the Senate?
In theory, this should all be done by the end of the week. I don't know what we're going to see by then.
And lots of votes between now and then.
In the middle of the night.
Jeff Young is senior reporter for the Huffington Post. He covers healthcare for them. Jeff, you know what I call these times with you? I enjoy them a lot.
Go ahead.
I call them Jeff Sessions.
That works for me.
Jeffrey Young.